All right, let's say that again like we mean that thing. Glad and joy-filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, before we begin, let's just join our hearts. Thank you, O God, for your precious holy word. We just give you praise, and we just say thank you for your love that surrounds us, that never leaves us, never forsakes us. Thank you for the promises in your word, and we just give you praise that we would really understand more deeply who you are and your love for us and who we are in you. And I pray, oh God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you. You who are the one that walks beside us. You who are the one that holds our hand. You who is our hope of glory, our strength, and our Redeemer. It's in your precious name we give you praise as we respond to the preaching of your word this day. And it's in Jesus' name we all said, amen. Amen. Well, saints, there was a mother who was listening outside the door as her 7-year-old son said his prayers. It had been a very hectic, crazy day as a family as they were preparing to move. Now, imagine her surprise when he closed his prayer with, "Goodbye, God, we're moving to Cleveland." And imagine his surprise when he got to Cleveland and found that God was already here. Hallelujah. Amen. God is everywhere. God is everywhere, saints, wherever we are, whatever situation we may find ourselves in, God is there. When we're rejoicing in God's presence, God is there. When we're in the hospital, or when we're at home, when we're at work, where we're at school, God is there. When the sun is shining, or when the sun is raining, when it's raining, when it's snowing, God is there. Amen. The word tells us that God never changes. For God says, "I am God and I change not." God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. It is so awesome that God never takes eyes off of us. God never leaves us alone. God never forsakes us. God constantly, say that with me, constantly takes care of us. The word tells us, Jesus said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the world." Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, God is literally everywhere, filling all space and time. And even though God is omnipresent everywhere, God has chosen to manifest in a personal way to us. Thank you, Lord. So, saints, this is what I did this past week. I prayed a simple prayer, and I asked by faith that within the next 6 to 7 weeks, that God would take this Thanksgiving, Advent, Christmas season and make the truth of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, alive, alive to me and alive to all of us. That this holy season would be for us as individuals, as individual families, and together as a church, a season, saints, that we can experience the spiritually changing power of God. Praise your name. That God would begin to transform each of us this holy season, and that God would begin to transform our families. God would begin to transform our marriages. Amen. And God would transform our futures. Hallelujah. And most of all, our hearts. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. That the awareness of Christ's presence with us, surrounding us, never leaving us, would be moved to a heightened level in each of our lives. Well, are you ready, saints? Are you excited, saints? I am excited, amen. And I want you to turn to your sermon note sheet, and we're going to read this together, but we're going to do it in alternate lines. So this side, you begin with verse 1. Thank you, Felicia. And then verse 2, this side. We'll go back and forth like this. All right, let's begin. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know. At my lying down, you are familiar with all my ways. Hallelujah. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to obtain.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the dust,
you are there. Darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me. Will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. Darkness is as light to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, saints, I have 3 points for us today, and if we could just get this, we're going to be doing great. All right, so let's just look at the first aspect of this holy season reality. And I want us to read it together. Together. God's love is with us tomorrow. All right. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever been lost. Anybody been lost? Okay. All right. Thank you for being honest and admitting that. Amen. I have been lost. Okay. I have been wandering around. I'm talking about the kind of lost, trying to make your way home kind of lost. I just hate it when I see a detour sign. I really do bad when it's, a detour. I, for some reason, have a hard time getting back where I originally was. I just, this sense of direction that I have, God didn't give me that. I don't know. And so I have wasted, I'll just confess, so much time, hours, gas, just going the wrong way, It has been so funny that the visiting team, when they have gone with me over the years. Say, like, we go to a new hospital building, and we come out of a room, and they say, which way should we go? And I say, oh, I think we should go this way. They say, well, then we know we should go that way. It is so funny. They say it all the time, because usually, I don't know, I'm always going the wrong way. But being lost is really a terrible feeling. It don't feel good. And it's a terrible feeling that it, not only losing gas and time, but it can be a terrible feeling, feeling lost in your life, amen. Like being 18 years old and you have just graduated from high school and you don't have a clue as to what you want to do with your life. Being lost could be like being 24. You just graduated from college and you still don't have a clue as to what to do with your life. You know, that is a lost feeling. Has anybody beside me been there, you know, just kind of lost? Lost like going through a time, amen. When you're just hating your job, and you just can't figure out what is the next move. That's a lost feeling. It's like just going through all kind of financial struggles in your life and in your business, and you're just wondering, is it always going to take everything I got plus a little bit more? It's like when your marriage has been fading over the past several years and it don't look like anything is changing. It's like when you can't communicate with your teenager and the teenager can't communicate, you can't talk to each other, you're not hearing. That's the kind of loss I'm talking about today. And I want to say to you, saints, I don't assume that just because you came to church today, that everything in your life is peachy, creamy, hunky-dory, you know, all the cherries on the top with whipped cream, and that your life is crystal clear, and that the path in front of you is just absolutely straightforward. The truth of the matter is, saints, that most of us, a lot of the time, are in seasons where we feel a little bit lost. Amen. We can still feel lost in the fog of life, even as Christians, even those of us who've been following God a long time. And I think just, I wanted to say that out loud today, hallelujah, as we enter into this Thanksgiving, Advent, Christmas season. And I want to encourage us today. I want to say to you today, you are not alone. Amen. Amen. You are not alone. Whatever your specific situation is today, especially if you're feeling lost today and the way in front of you is not crystal clear. Hallelujah. You see, saints, at times we feel lost. And when we feel lost, it seems like it lasts forever. You know, when I have took a wrong turn on the freeway, sometimes I have to go so far down because it keeps saying, no U-turns, no U-turn. And there's no exit. You know, it's like you got to go so far, and it seems like it goes on forever because you've got this sense of desperation. I remember I had went to Ashland for school. It was just a day class, and I was trying to come back because I had to pick up our dog, Hope. I had taken her to the groomer before I went to school. And I took the wrong turn. Instead of coming back toward Cleveland, I was going to Mansfield. And I knew that you know, they want you to pick up your dog on time. And even more, your dog wants you to pick you. They want you to be there, you know. And here I am. And it's just like a feeling of desperation, like, oh, when can I get off and go back toward Cleveland? How did I do this? But we can just have that sense of desperation, and that it just goes on and on and on and on. And we can be asking ourselves, where is God in the mix? Where is God in the midst of my life? Well, now, saints, this may seem quite simple and quite obvious, but I really wanted to remind us today as we prepare to go into this holy season that where God is, amen, even when we are feeling lost, praise God. Well, the truth of it is that God is with you, God is with me, God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And I want us to remember what that means. God's love is with us, saints. I want to listen to just a few amazing promises of God with us in tomorrow, and God being in tomorrow. In our passage today, Psalm 139, verse 5 through 10, it says, "You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me." Now, for me, this is so exciting. You hem me in. I mean, that's how close God is. Now, when I make our bed, I tuck the sheets really tight under the mattress because I like to feel hemmed in. I like the cocoon type feeling, you know, and then put the pillows on my head and all. I like to feel hemmed in, amen. So for me, this is just so exciting that God is hemming me in behind and before. And it's the psalmist says, "You have laid your hand on me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings, you're there. If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, will hold me fast." Praise God, that's exciting to me. And then this promise, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Hallelujah. So when I'm feeling a bit lost in my life, I need to hear these promises from the Word of God. And I want you to write down one more promise that I cling to often. It's Psalm 32, verse 8. And the Lord says, and we can read this together, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we read there in Psalm 32 that God is going to teach us and instruct us and counsel us as we walk through our lives. Isn't that amazing? That's so amazing. You know, these are promises, and there's just hundreds and hundreds of more, but that I just hold on to as I'm following Jesus. I'm claiming these promises, and that God will be with me, be with us in the future. So saints, no matter what your future holds, whether you're hearing good news or whether you're hearing not so good news, will you please realize this one fact today? Emmanuel, God is with us. Hallelujah. Wherever the path is leading us, to the right, to the left, whatever, we can keep hearing Jesus' voice say, keep going in the right direction. This is the way I want you to walk. This is the path I want you to follow. Saints, the truth of Emmanuel is this. We can walk into the future with confidence, with some pep in our step, and even some slide in our glide, and with our heads up, amen, knowing that God and God's love is beside us, surrounding us, holding us into that truth that God is with us. Ain't God awesome? Ain't God awesome? Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Well, the second aspect of this holy reality that will help make sense of our spiritual lives, and I want us to read number 2 together, please. God's love is with us yesterday. Amen. This is the second truth that we need to remind ourselves as we go into this Thanksgiving, Christmas, Advent season. I have always felt that the best part of following God into the future is walking with the knowledge of what God has done for me in the past. And us walking into the future, what God has done for us in the past. Amen. You know, we sing the song, when I look back over my life, and when I think things over, I can truly say I've been blessed. You've been good. I've got a testimony to your goodness. So you see, the truth of the matter is, saints, that God's grace and God's love and God's mercy, God's forgiveness, it just goes forward into the future, amen, of our lives. But it also covers our past, praise God. It covers our past. Now, you know, I got to be honest with you. Through my 28 years of ministry, there is one constant that I have seen, one thing that I see that holds us back from following Jesus completely with our lives. One thing that stops us from being fully able to engage in the future that God has for our lives. And that one thing, saints, is dealing with our past guilt, our past pain, our past hurt, our past mistakes. Just dealing with those things keep us from moving into the future. So, saints, I want to just share some words of truth about God's love from Psalm 103, which fits right into Psalm 139. And I want these words to be a clear reminder to us today of what God can do with our past. Hallelujah. All right, it says, God is the one who forgives our sins and heals our diseases, who saves us from the pit. And at some time or another, we all have been in the pit, amen. And it is God who crowns us with love and compassion. So I just want you to just see yourself crowned with love and compassion. You've been forgiven and you're wearing a crown of love and compassion. It goes on to say, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our failures. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who follow him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our sins from us. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. That's something to be glad about right there. You should be excited about that truth. The truth of the matter is, we have a God who is serious about cleansing us from our past. Praise your name, Lord God. so that we can be secure as we walk with the Lord, that we are forgiven, that we are healed, hallelujah. And God has a plan that is awesome for our lives. Now, saints, that's one side of understanding God's grace and love for us yesterday, to understand that we need to receive God's forgiveness, amen. And the other side is knowing that God is with us yesterday, and so that we can go ahead and get past our hurts, past our mistakes, past our failures. And I know every last one of us here today, we all have some scars of some sort, some kind in our lives. Every one of us has some scars. Some of the scars that we have, they are very deep and they are very ugly. Some of them are still raw wounds. Even with the slightest bump can just make it bleed again and make it get all aggravated again. There are other scars that they're hidden. I mean, they're well scarred over. And we do a good job of just covering those scars up. And we each know what those scars are in our lives, amen. Some of us have had the scars of broken relationships in our lives. Some of us know about the wounds of abuse. Some of us know about what it means to just have a fight after a fight after fight. We just fighting. But they leave scars, you see. Arguing leaves scars, saints. Some of us here today, we know the hurt of betrayal in our lives. Oh, it was so painful, and it still is. Every one of us, saints, has a package of pain that we carry with us from the wounds of life. And it could even be something like a parent or a grandparent or somebody in your life who you could never please. You kept trying to please them, and they seem like they never could just love you or be pleased with you. Some of us, we've had businesses that have failed, and it just crushed us. So my question is this today: what do we do, saints, with the hurt? What do we do, especially as we're coming into this Thanksgiving, Advent, Christmas season? What do we do with the hurt at this time? Do we just keep trying to cover them up some more? Do we put another layer of scar tissue on the top? Or, saints, do we just keep waiting and waiting and waiting, and maybe hopefully the hurt will go away? Or, saints, do we take this promise from the Word of God to heart? Amen. It says, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who follow God. As a father, as a mother has compassion on their children, so the Lord has compassion on us, praise God, who follow God. So people, I just want to ask you, do you know that you know that you know? Do you know that you know that you know that God actually does have compassion, amen? That God has forgiven you, God is offering you grace and love and mercy, praise God. And that God has the ability to heal. Woo! We can be healed, saints. Healed of our hurts. Healed of those past mistakes. Healed of those things that have us all bound up and broken. God can mend the pain in our lives. Take those shattered dreams and those our wounded hearts and our broken toys and heal them and put them back together. Yes, saints, God can heal. God can heal. Why don't you just encourage somebody next to you? God can heal. God can heal whatever it is. How great is our God? How great is our God? God can heal. So just in case today you think in your life is too messy and too scarred up for God to deal with, think again. Think again if you think your past is so dark for God to forgive. Think again. Think again. God knows us better than we know ourselves. Hallelujah. And the whole reason Jesus came to earth is that we could find life. You and I could get a picture of the extent of the love that God has for us. Amen. That God was willing to come all the way and to forgive us and heal us and walk beside us. Emmanuel, God with us. Now, folks, I want you to understand really clearly, all right, let's not keep sitting on our sin any longer. Let's not just keep sitting on those past hurts and holding on to them. Let's receive God's forgiveness and let's forgive ourselves forgive yourself. Would you turn to somebody and say, just forgive yourself. Just forgive yourself. Just forgive yourself. Let go completely and let God. Jesus, Emmanuel, God's love in us is just waiting for us to follow. Amen. Just follow Jesus into the future, leaving that path so we can clearly look for what he has yet for us. God is with us yesterday. Hallelujah. And God gives us a fresh start. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, there's one more truth about God's love, and I want us to read this third point together. Here we go. I want you to catch this one. God's love is with us today. Amen. This is the knowledge that today, everybody say today.
Today.
Today, when you woke up this morning, hallelujah, did you know God was with you? Amen. When you stumbled into the bathroom, started brushing your teeth, don't you know God was with you? When you started working with your hair, don't you know God was with you? Praise God. Each and every day, saints, Jesus comes into our lives and Jesus lives in our lives. Jesus becomes a part of us. Hallelujah. God inside of each and every one, each and every day. That's powerful and it's real. God is with you today, my friend. God is with you today. Oh, dear people, my hope for us, my prayer for us this Thanksgiving, Advent, Christmas season is that we will strip away those things that life isn't about. Just strip away those things that life isn't about. Life isn't about your career. Life isn't about how much money you make. Life isn't about the crowd you think you're running with. Life isn't about the home you live in. Life ain't about the car you driving. Life ain't about the cell phone you talking on or the computer you got in front of you. Life ain't about how strong you are physically or smart mentally. Life is about real faith in a real Jesus who is Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. God with us that you cannot replace with anything else. There's nothing else. Jesus is irreplaceable, saints. Jesus is irreplaceable. There is nothing you can think of that you can replace with Jesus. Nothing. Jesus is irreplaceable. And so my prayer for us is that we would build a deeper, solid foundation, amen, of spiritual disciplines in our life, learning to sit and be quiet, be still before the Lord, listen to God's voice, and have a devotional where we read the word and we have time for prayer. There's so many spiritual disciplines that we would incorporate more spiritual disciplines into our daily lives, saints, so that we would know Jesus every day, every step of the way. We know that he's taking each step with us, amen. And we got that relationship going on. It's going on with Jesus. Amen. Oh, we sing that song, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen. It's because we are getting a deeper understanding of who Jesus is and his love for us. And it gets better and more and more and more. It's just so awesome. Praise God. So if we could just catch a glimpse of that kind of real, everyday, vital, active relationship that Jesus offers, we would never want to put anything else in front of Jesus again. If we could just get an understanding, a glimpse of it, we would never want to put anything in front of him again. You know, that knowledge will change our hearts, amen. It's the life that we all wanted, I mean, deep down and hope for. And Jesus is available. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is available to walk with us, talk with us. And continually, you're mine, I got your back, you mine, I'm your fence around you, you mine, I got your head lifted, yeah, you mine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So yes, saints, since God's love surrounds us continually and always, our yesterdays can be forgiven. Our yesterdays can be healed. By your love, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord Jesus. And our tomorrows can have clear direction. We can know the way, because Jesus is saying, come on, this is the way. You know when they do on the airplane, they be some those guys. They have these big lights, and you know that's Jesus saying, "Come on, are you looking at me? Come on, come on." He's there trying to guide us in and out through our daily lives. Praise God. And our today's saints can be marked with the reality of God's presence each and every hour, each and every minute, just in step with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that is just such a joy, saints, to have the Lord Jesus present with us each and every minute of the day. And that is Emmanuel, God with us. Now, saints, you will never find yourself in a situation where God is not right there, surrounding you with God's love, upgirding you, making a way for you, and just strengthening you, helping you, encouraging you. There will never be a moment when God is not there for you. And you know, Romans 8, our New Testament text for today, it says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life," and let's read this together, saints, "neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Hallelujah. Just that promise alone should put joy in our spirits, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God. It should make us so glad. Hallelujah. You know, Psalm 126, verse 3 says, "The Lord has done great things for us. Therefore, we are glad." How many here today are glad? You're just glad that you know the Lord, that the Lord is surrounding you, His love, His mercy, His healing, His power. You're just glad. You're just glad. You're glad today. Well, I want to conclude with asking, how do we demonstrate gladness? Well, you know, each person, we all have our own way of showing gladness, amen, in varying degrees. Now, you can watch these football games, and I just be catching glimpses of them, but when a player makes a touchdown, or he just does some awesome move, or he just got the ball, it was fumbled, and he got it, or whatever, you can just see some of them. They just go over there on the end zone, and they be doing, you know, different ones of them. They can be so funny, you know. But that's their way of showing, I'm glad I made that touchdown. Woo! And they just be showing their gladness. And I enjoy watching them do that, just dancing. And then a person who has learned that a relative is safe after going through some kind of major catastrophe, that person may show their gladness by just bursting into tears. That's all they could do. But their tears of gladness, that's the way that person shows gladness. Now, there could be a candidate who won the election, and they are so glad about it, they just have to jump up and down and maybe go and hug some of those who supported them along the way. A child who opens a Christmas gift, and they've been waiting for this certain toy for so long. Now, you all know how that is. We all had something. I remember it was a Thumbelina baby doll. I really wanted that Thumbelina baby doll. She would put it there. Oh, when I opened that, couldn't say nothing. I was the happiest person in the world. And that child may just jump up and start screaming and running around, hallelujah, and just jumping and praising. I know that's what I did when I was offered that scholarship. I didn't know how I was going to finish school, but the Lord made a way. And when the president of the school offered it to me and was telling me, "We really want you to stay around here," I ran all the way down the hallways of Notre Dame College screaming, and I came back screaming. And I didn't care who saw me. I didn't care how crazy I looked. I was just screaming. I was jumping up and down, and I was praising God because I was glad. And you know, we parents know about that gladness when we a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, somebody here at the church. We just get so excited when they've gotten a scholarship. We've heard of some already who have gotten scholarships. And some parents and some of us, we may just have this big grin on our face, hallelujah. And then there's some of us, we just break down into a Holy Ghost dance, amen. That's how we just show our gladness. Thank you for making a way for my loved one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, some of us, maybe you're in business and somehow you've been working on this contract and it came through. And maybe how you express your gladness, you just say, yes. You ever see people, some people go, really, yes. Maybe that's what you do. Maybe you go high five some. Maybe you drive up and down the street blowing your horn or screaming. You know, there's so many ways, saints, that we express our gladness. Now, showing gladness should not be difficult if we have something to be glad about. It should not be difficult. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm glad the Lord woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord has put food on our table. How many ate breakfast? If you didn't, there's some right there. God provided. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord saved my soul, saints. I give you praise, oh God. I'm glad that I'm here with you wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. I'm glad to be here today. And I'm glad and I am filled with joy to have the knowledge that we are surrounded by God's love. That God will never leave us nor forsake us. That God will always be making a way for us. That God will be the shield about us and the lifter of our heads. How many are glad today? Are you glad? Are you glad today? Well, let's just show the Lord right now how glad we are. Praise your name, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all of your goodness unto us. Thank you. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you today, Lord. Amen and amen. Oh, great God, we say thank you. We praise you that your relationship with us is closer than the closest of any relationship. You know us and you love us. You accept us and you forgive us. And so we're able to celebrate with this psalmist this wonderful truth about you, you who are our remarkable, loving, awesome God, the creator of the universe. Oh, we thank you, oh God, that you consider each of us significant. And we're joy-filled today because we know that you are present with us and that you love us, oh God. And we thank you today that you love us tomorrow. You love us yesterday. And that your love is with us today, and we are joy-filled and glad. We thank you for your promise in Jeremiah 29:11, where you say, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And so we say thank you today, Lord. And if there's someone here today that does not yet know you as Lord and Savior, may they come running down today, just opening the doors of their heart that you might step in, take residence. And Lord, their lives will never be the same again. And we thank you, Lord, for making that so. For those of us who've been journeying a long time with you, and Lord, maybe we're feeling lost today. We pray that you would encourage our hearts today. We thank you for your word today. And we're astounded of your love for us. It's just so awesome that we have much reason to feel of value because of the value you have placed on us by dying and rising from the dead that we might have life, and that you are Emmanuel, God with us. And so we pray today, Lord, that those of us who are feeling a little bit lost today, that we would be able to just say, Lord, I just want to refocus. I want to refocus on the fact that your love is with me today. It was with me yesterday. It'll be with me tomorrow. Just renew me by the power of your love. And so we give you praise for all that you shall do in and through our lives this day and for all the days yet to come. And all of God's people in the name of Jesus join to say, amen. and amen.